changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about trying the things that your spouse likes, those things that you are sure you're going to hate. It worked for two couples we know, and it added a wonderful new dimension to their marriages. In the case of the Courtneys, it was about yoga. So my childhood friend, Priscilla Dan Courtney, has been doing yoga for years, but her husband, Joe, knew that he wouldn't like it, so he never even tried it. Priscilla had actually given him a gift card for a yoga class, but it remained tucked away in his wallet for months. And then Joe turned 60, and he had just retired from a very stressful, challenging career. And he was doing projects around the house and playing tennis with his friends, but he was getting tired of all of that. So one evening over dinner, Joe surprised Priscilla by saying that he might use that gift card after all and go and take a beginning yoga class. Priscilla was really excited, but she tried to act really calm about it. Inside, she was thinking about the many ways in which yoga might help Joe, and not just with his physical flexibility and his injured hamstring. She thought that yoga might help him emotionally, because just as he would learn how to gracefully transition from one yoga position to another on the mat, he might learn how to make this transition into retirement a little easier. Well, over the next few months, as autumn turned into winter and outdoor tennis in Colorado became less frequent, daily yoga became part of Joe's routine. And then he announced that he was going to take a course to become a yoga instructor. Now, Priscilla and Joe's three grown children do yoga too, and they've actually turned one of the kids' bedrooms into a sunny yoga room with a beautiful new wood floor, and that has laid the groundwork for continued change and growth in the years ahead. Joe teaches yoga for tennis players in that home studio, spreading the magic to his tennis buddies too. So Joe ended up loving yoga. And in our next story, opera buff Eva Carter tells us that she and her husband Larry always liked different things. When she forced Larry to go to the opera with her, he would fall asleep. And the only reason she woke him at one performance was because his snoring was louder than the performance. Eva loved the arts, and Larry was a huge sports fan. His big passion is hockey, and he's had season tickets for years. Eva had always gone with him, but just to be a good sport, not because she thought it was a good sport. They would go with friends, and she would notice that the other wives were enthusiastic about the game, and they even knew who the players were. And Eva would just be the suffering spouse, complaining about how cold it was in the arena and looking at her phone. She didn't even try to develop an interest in the hockey game. But of course, Larry was the one who went right to sleep at the opera. And then Eva started to wonder, why was she the only wife not enjoying the hockey games? If she changed her attitude and actually tried to like it, would she discover something? After all, there were thousands of people cheering and getting excited about the game, so maybe she was the one who was wrong. It took a few games, but Eva learned the rules and who the players were and how to care about the game, and she got hooked on hockey, and now she's totally into it. She jumps up with the rest of the crowd when her team scores, and she groans when there's a call against her team, and she even wears a team jersey to the game. Larry was so pleased that she learned to like hockey that he took her to the opera for their anniversary, and he even stayed awake. But Eva found herself with her phone in her hand again, but this time to check the hockey score because their team was in the playoffs. Now, we started that story in our book with a quote from W.E.B. Du Bois, who said this, "The most important thing to remember is this, to be ready at any moment to give up what you are for what you might become." I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you love these stories and you would like to receive a Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email inbox, you can do that. Just go to our website, chickensoup.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and click where you see newsletter sign up. The daily emails are free, and you can choose to receive a new story every day or one per week. And if you want to learn more about our new book that contains these stories and 99 more, visit chickensoup.com and click on the picture of Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes. You can read all about the book, find out where to buy it, and watch the book trailer too.